The scripture reading today comes from Ezekiel 34, verses 11 through 16. God, the true shepherd. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice.
This beautiful and comforting passage is even more significant here in the book of Ezekiel because it is written during a terrible time in Israel's history. Just to give you a little bit of background, a puppet king named Zedekiah has been set up by these captors of Babylon. And Zedekiah decides to rebel against the Babylonian rulers. The results of this are swift and terrible. In 587, Nebuchadnezzar marches into the obstinate city and destroys Jerusalem. The temple, the place where God's presence dwells among people, is crushed. Israel would cease to be a nation for several centuries, this people in limbo. It's in the midst of this terror and death and defeat, of uncertainty about the future, of dreams gone like smoke, that God sends the prophet Ezekiel. Just before this part of Ezekiel, the part that we heard today, there's actually a condemnation, a word against leaders, the shepherds of the people. Instead of feeding those in their community, they take food for themselves. Their rule over the people is harsh and cruel. But that's never where the story ends. God is on the move. God is out in the wilderness searching for God's people. Unlike political leaders, God's love is all-consuming. God is on the side of the powerless. This God enacts justice for God's people. And with that, I'd like to invite Zenith to share how this story has emerged in his own life.
Now, growing up in a religious environment, church hymns were a bit foreign to me. So far removed from religion was I that the only time I ever heard a hymn was in a church scene in a movie. And even then, I did not like the music. I never found a church. A church found me. I cannot tell all the story about how I got to Raleigh Mennonite Church or what the state of my life was back then. However, perhaps this one line may explain a little. I have been a novelty, a curiosity, an example, and a symbol, but never a person until coming to Raleigh Mennonite Church. I did not have a bad policeman story. I have a bad pastor story. Where I hoped for refuge, solace, and connection was as bad as the good old boy network of my workplace, where I fought civil rights battles of my own. And that came after my bad family story and my bad teacher story. Authoritative figures in my life did not look so good for a while. You may see then how the setting of Ezekiel 33 and 34 resonated with me. I needed a good shepherd of the shepherds. In Ezekiel's time, God, profoundly disappointed in Israel's shepherds, said, I myself will search for my sheep. I had less understanding of Jesus back then, so at the time I got hope that if I could not find a healing God myself, maybe it would find me. The rest of my story is history, the Zenith you know today. About that time, when I got found, I learned of this hymn, and it had words that you'll understand.
Closing for our benediction, I leave you the words of Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of us but to love justice, to seek mercy, and to walk humbly with our God? Amen.